Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning. It is 20th July 2018. The weekend is here, and so is the first fully indigenous note. While truly make in India, the lavender-colored rupees 100 note is all set to join the entire range of O'Donnell color scheme. But all that color can't hide the fall of the rupee, which is now competing with the level of discourse, and how much hard it may try, the rupee can't ever fall to that level. With that hope, and with some fresh notes and a new level of discourse, we start today's editorial. A modern saying in India goes like this: either you can Netflix and chill, or WhatsApp and kill. A day after India blamed lynching on WhatsApp and threatened with a legal notice while expressing its dissatisfaction over measures listed by WhatsApp for checking fake news, the Washington Post today reports that WhatsApp is planning to limit message forwarding in India and is instituting a new global limit on forwards around the world. The company said in a blog post on Thursday evening in the United States that it is launching a test to limit forwarding on WhatsApp in India, where people forward more messages and videos than anywhere else in the world. The controls include a plan to limit the number of chats that users can send forward to 5 in India, and removing the quick forward button next to media messages. For the global version of the application, the company will limit the number of forwards to 20 other groups. So if you have no plans for Netflix or WhatsApp, then we have a far better suggestion for you to watch, or not. Screening today, you can watch the 3-hour something of BJP attacking the opposition for the state of the economy and the country, and Congress and the opposition getting their 33 minutes to attack Modi government for the various colors of facts, truth and progress perpetuated on us. While all ears will be on Modi and Rahul Gandhi, all eyes are on Shiv Sena, which has been playing hard to get with Amit Shah. Though pretty much all the newspapers today say that Shiv Sena is going ahead with supporting Amit Shah, DNA seems to have got access to a different whip issued by the party yesterday that cancels out the earlier whip issued that stated that all 18 MPs are to be present today in the parliament. Well, the drama is nothing new. Shiv Sena just can't afford to show that it doesn't have confidence in the Prime Minister and his union of ministers. But like Friday blockbusters, we do expect a lot of dialogues in today's screening. And while we are on drama and dialogues, we've always believed that there are many political leaders who can put the best of actors to shame. And when the play is in Shakespeare, it is Ramlila, then the political actors get to show their range of acting at power with the colour scheme of the new India currency. What's interesting about this year's Ramlila, though, is that two union ministers, two other top BJP leaders and a state governor will be donning the grease paint for the main event in Delhi to be staged from October 10th to the 18th, according to the Hindustan Times. Harshvardhan, Minister of Science and Technology, Earth Sciences, Environment, Forests and Climate Change, will be essaying the role of King Janak, the father of Sita, consort of Lord Ram. Vijay Sampla, Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, will be playing Himayat, father of goddess Parvati, wife of the god Shiva, according to Love Kush Ramlila Committee, organizers of the event. Jagdish Mukhi, who is the governor of Assam, will play the character of the tribal king Nishad Raj, and Delhi BJP chief Manoj Tiwari will also be seen as Vanar Prince Angad. Vijayendra Gupta, another BJP politician, leader of the opposition in the Delhi Legislative Assembly, will be seen in the role of the sage Rishi Atri. While acting in a Ram Leela has its own political reward, our next story is about the punishment you can get if you are the corrupt one. In a first, an anti-corruption bill that seeks to punish bribe givers with imprisonment of up to a maximum of 7 years was passed yesterday by the Rajya Sabha. So if there is any bribing that is going around, then try being the bribe taker at least. As the bill heads towards the Lok Sabha, the bill proposes that if you are a bribe taker, you can be punished up to a minimum of 3 years, extendable to 7 years along with a fine. Several MPs sounded a note of caution on the provision to punish the bribe giver with up to 7 years in jail and or fine, pointing out that a distinction has to be made between a bribe of collusion and a bribe of coercion. The bill proposes a shield for government employees, including those retired from prosecution, by making it mandatory for investigating agencies to take prior approval from competent authorities before inquiry. And do you know who the competent authority is? Why, it is the Lokpal, an institution that currently does not exist under the Modi government. So all in all, you are screwed even if you give or don't give the bribe. I'm moving from Lokpal to men who abandon their wives and then fly away. Passports of 8 NRIs or non-resident Indians who abandoned their wives and absconded have been cancelled, a senior official of the Ministry of Women and Child Development said yesterday. Well, we know of another man who may have abandoned his wife and is so often out of the country with his airline bill running up to Rs 1,484 crores in just 4 years that he who must not be named may have qualified for this. And on to international news, where the one who can be named is in news again. Donald Trump has tweeted that the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin was a great success and people at higher ends of intelligence loved his Helsinki news conference. As if to underline that point, plans are already underway for a sequel, this time in Washington, D.C. The U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Russian leader Vladimir Putin to visit the U.S. in the autumn, according to his press secretary. Mr. Putin has also described the summit as successful, but warned there are forces in the United States that are prepared to casually sacrifice Russian-U.S. relations. Meanwhile, Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs changed its profile photo to hashtag free Maria Butina, the Russian who was arrested for being a Russian spy. I don't know about Einstein, but it seems Russia may be proving him wrong. Looks like World War III is already on and it is happening via trolling. A way safer way to fight battles than with nukes and napalms. And on to our last story of the day, and it is about Liverpool breaking a record. It signed Brazil international Alisson from AS Roma yesterday, smashing the world record for a goalkeeper in a deal worth up to Rs 72.5 million euros or $84 million. And that is all that we have for you for this week. We will be back on Monday. Take care and have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.